This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the authorities are set to arrest two former JPMorgan Chase employees for their role in the multi-billion dollar trading loss last year. That's the case of the Morgan trader who made risky bets on derivatives, bets so big they called him the London Whale. It all went wrong. The bank lost about $6 billion. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has been following this. Sabri, who are these guys who face arrest today, and what do they allegedly do?
The two guys who face arrest today are Javier Martin Artajo. He's a former executive in charge of trading strategy. The other guy, Julian Gru, was a low-level trader. They didn't make the bad bets, but they are accused of covering them up from the public and their own bosses in New York by falsifying documents and understating the value of the trades by hundreds of millions of dollars. Martin Artajo, the executive, is said to have kept two sets of books on these trades, the rosy one, which made the bank's losses look a lot smaller than they were, and the real one, which is the one he didn't share with anybody.
And what about the guy who actually was responsible for the trades that went so terribly wrong?
Yeah. Well, Bruno Ixil is the guy known as the London Whale. He's the guy everyone said was originally responsible for this. But reportedly, he did try to warn people and he opposed covering up the losses. And that's one reason he's avoiding prosecution. Reportedly, there are emails where he says the attempt to mask the losses on these trades was, quote, idiotic. The other reason he's avoiding prosecution is because he's singing like a canary about these other guys who were allegedly involved. And J.P. Morgan, the bank, will probably be fined by British regulators and sued by the Securities and Exchange Commission and CEO Jamie Dimon, who, by the way, urged more risk-taking. His pay was cut in half. He's not going to jail, though.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishore, thank you.
You're welcome.